Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Hey. Good afternoon, Eastern Iowa. Happy Monday. 2:05 on the button as we kick off local programming for another week. First week of May. Happy May. It still feels like March out there. Although Western Nebraska got a bunch of snow earlier today. They can have it. Please, keep it over there. Not here. Hopefully, it'll feel like May. Should soon. Enough about the weather. We got sports to talk about. Spencer on Sports with you here for the next hour through a 9-366-1600. The talker text line if you want to connect with us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM 1600 AM 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free KGYM app, or on your smart speaker device. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Ben is here as well. Got some daytime baseball to talk about. We'll get you through some baseball news and notes coming up later on in the show. White Sox currently up on the Angels at Guaranteed Rate Field on the south side, 2-0. The Cardinals and the Royals, the battle for Missouri, going on this afternoon as well. We'll get you updates on those games throughout the day, throughout the next hour or so. Take a look at what happened in the baseball weekend. And talk some NBA playoffs coming up in just a bit, too. But we are going to start with the NFL draft. It's in the books. We now look ahead to rookie mini camps, OTAs, training camps, and more. We look ahead to that, and then eventually we'll be talking about preseason and regular season football, but lots to get through before that. The draft is in the books, though. How did your team do in the NFL draft? Love to hear from you on the talk or text line, your thoughts on the draft. You can also weigh in on our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Did you like your team's draft? That's our question today. Your three options that you could choose from. Of course, we'll see, or nope. Those are your three options. You could vote right now at KGYMradio.com. Poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Love to hear your thoughts on your team's draft, how you think it went, players you like, players you didn't like, players you wish they would have taken, even your thoughts on the drafts for Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa too. Your surprises, your thoughts on that, 319-366-1600. We'll go through some of the draft news and notes here in just a bit. Some of those undrafted free agent signings as of this afternoon as well, too. Plus some other football news and notes in just a bit. But, of course, as we talked about on Friday's show, we had two in-state picks in the books when we spoke on Friday afternoon. Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa getting selected with the 19th overall pick by the New Orleans Saints. And then just a few picks later, Iowa's Tyler Linderbaum going to Baltimore with the 25th overall pick, and he was the first center drafted in the draft. So we knew about those, and a lot of questions coming in with the weekend. How many players would be taken from the in-state schools? And, well, we didn't have to wait long to find out when a name that had been connected maybe to the first round in some of the late mock drafts of the mock draft season, I guess you will, right before the draft. Breece Hall, first running back off the board. In fact, he was picked 36 overall right away in the second round. Didn't have to wait long for Breece Hall from Iowa State to hear his name called. He was drafted by the New York Jets, so he'll be heading out east to play for the Jets. Jets team that had a pretty solid draft when you look at all things considered. They got some nice young talent. How will Zach Wilson develop as a quarterback? And, well, now he has a rookie running back to hand the ball off to. The second-year quarterback does. And Breece Hall from the Iowa State Cyclones going to the New York Jets. Bleacher Report a number of other sources out there celebrating the pick, thinking it was a really great value pick for the Jets. Bleacher Report specifically, and a number of other folks saying that really he could be the starter from day one. Breece Hall could in New York, and we'll see how he's able to grasp that opportunity and possibly be the starter and be a long-term solution at running back for the New York Jets. So Breece Hall taken with the second round, 36th overall pick by the Jets. Had to wait until day three, round four, to hear the next Iowa Hawkeye hear his name called over the weekend. Dane Belton from the University of Iowa, the defensive back, picked with the 114th overall pick by the New York Giants. So Dane Belton, only two Hawkeyes drafted in this year's NFL draft, with Linderbaum and then Dane Belton picked in the fourth round. So Belton will be going out east to New York, playing for the Giants. And then three more Iowa State Cyclones heard their names called this weekend. You had Enyi Nwazurike, taken just two picks after Dane Belton with the 116th overall pick in round four, going to Denver. Charlie Kolar from Iowa State, the tight end, going to Baltimore in the fourth round as well. Ravens had quite a few fourth-round picks, and Charlie Kolar going 128th overall to Baltimore. And then, I'm sure it ruffled some feathers in the Iowa State community to hear the name Mr. Irrelevant given to one of their very own, but that's just the name the position has been given, the name the draft slot has been given. The very last pick of the draft, known as Mr. Irrelevant. Iowa State fans would say, no, he might be Mr. Irrelevant to you, but he's number one in our hearts. Brock Purdy, quarterback for the Cyclones, getting drafted with pick number 262, the very last pick of the draft. San Francisco 49ers taking a flyer on the former Cyclone signal caller with the final pick in the 2022 NFL draft. He was the ninth quarterback overall drafted, and we'll get into some of the names that you saw get picked this weekend in just a little bit. But Brock Purdy, the last pick of the NFL draft, going to San Francisco. Interesting quarterback situation there, obviously being a seventh-round pick. Nothing guaranteed for him when it comes to playing time, making a roster, but an opportunity to work, an opportunity to learn from some good quarterbacks in Jimmy Garoppolo and obviously the second-year player Trey Lance, who the Niners have been thought to maybe be putting into that starting role coming into the upcoming NFL season this fall. So we'll see how things work out. Probably going to be an uphill battle, for sure going to be an uphill battle for Brock Purdy to make the roster for the 49ers, but could be a practice squad arm. You never know what is going to happen with the whole Jimmy Garoppolo situation. Is he going to be traded? Is he not? Is he going to stay a backup with Trey Lance, assuming the starting role? We'll see how things shake out. But Brock Purdy, number 262, last pick of the NFL draft this weekend. And 49ers general manager John Lynch, I don't have the audio ready to go, but he did in his press conference say that Brock Purdy is relevant to us. So he might be Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, but he is relevant to the 49ers. And interesting to see how he does going forward. Purdy, by the way, a couple news and notes regarding the last pick of the draft. Purdy, the first quarterback taken with the final pick of the draft since 2017 when the Broncos took Chad Kelly, of course, the son of Jim Kelly, with that last pick in 2017. And if you're not familiar, if you follow the NFL, you're familiar, obviously, with the name Mr. Irrelevant, but getting selected last, obviously, and having the name Mr. Irrelevant is kind of a negative thing, but there are quite a few positive things that come of it. NFL number of different people coming together to make it actually kind of a celebrated thing. There is something called Irrelevant Week. It's coming into Newport Beach, California. Where the last pick of the draft, in this case Brock Purdy, will get to visit Disneyland, visit a charity, attend media events, and more. It's kind of a cool event and kind of a thing, maybe even because it has, even though it has a negative connotation to it, you could still hang your hat on forever. I was the last pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant for 2022. And that was Brock Purdy for the Iowa State Cyclones. Interesting factoid, too. I saw this on CBS Sports. The first ever Mr. Irrelevant to play in and win the Super Bowl came in 2021 when Tampa's place kicker, Ryan Succop, he faced the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Of course, the Buccaneers beat the Chiefs to win that Super Bowl. So it can be done. You can be Mr. Irrelevant and win the Super Bowl. Only one player has done it so far. We'll see how things play out for Brock Purdy, but he was pick number 262 on the final day of the draft coming up, or which was this past Saturday. 309-366-1600, Spencer on sports here for a Monday afternoon at 2:15. Let's get into the undrafted free agent signings and some good situations for a lot of different players that you thought might hear their names called during the draft, but for whatever reason did not. Starting with former Iowa Hawkeye football players, definitely surprising to not hear Tyler Goodson's name called. I was reading some information. I think it was Scott Docterman from The Athletic had a good article about the Iowa draft picks, the undrafted free agent signings. If you have not yet been able to check that out, I do, of course, recommend Scott's work always, all the great writers that we have covering the Hawkeye beat here in Eastern Iowa. But there were a lot of different opinions on Tyler Goodson. And most people thought he'd be sixth, maybe a seventh round pick for some team that just needs a running back to come in and compete and, you know, potentially make the roster moving forward. Tyler Goodson did not hear his name called in the NFL draft in all seven rounds, but he did end up in a pretty good situation. Ends up in Green Bay. So Tyler Goodson, the newest member of the Green Bay Packers, pretty solid free agent class, undrafted free agent class two for Green Bay. And Tyler Goodson certainly going to be able to compete in there. Of course, they've got really two really good running backs in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, but could potentially compete for that third running back spot in Green Bay. So pretty good situation there for Tyler Goodson. Zach Van Valkenburg getting signed by the Las Vegas Raiders. Another chance to compete there for Zach Van Valkenburg. Jack Kerner, the safety, getting signed by the Saints. And then Caleb Shudak, the kicker, getting signed by the Tennessee Titans. Of course, you remember all the kicking issues that Tennessee had last year, especially down the stretch and into the playoffs. So certainly an opportunity in which Caleb Shudak can compete for that role in Tennessee. Matt Hankins getting signed, the defensive back signed by the Falcons, and then reported that Kyler Schott is going to get a minicamp tryout with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. So those are the University of Iowa, former University of Iowa athletes that got undrafted free agent contracts or signings and minicamp tryouts here following the draft. As for Iowa State, Chase Allen, the tight end, signing a free agent deal with the Chicago Bears. Jake Hummel with the Los Angeles Rams, the linebacker, his teammate, linebacker Mike Rose, signing a free agent deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Andrew Mevis, the kicker, signing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Derek Schweiger, the offensive lineman, signing with the Saints. And Greg Eisworth, the safety, getting a minicamp tryout with the Miami Dolphins as well. That's the Iowa State players getting free agent contracts. For Northern Iowa, a name I know some people thought Mike did get a late-round flyer ticket on him, but that was not the case. It was Isaiah Weston, the wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. He's getting an opportunity there in Cleveland. And then just saw earlier that Jared Brinkman, the defensive lineman, does have tryouts scheduled with the Jets and the Patriots. One other name of note, too, for you NAIA fans out there, notice that Anthony Turner, the wide receiver from Grandview in Des Moines, getting a tryout for the Packers, too. Getting an undrafted free agent deal from the Green Bay Packers. So that's a look at the undrafted free agent signings. We'll keep tabs on those. Obviously, there's rookie mini camps. There's some training camps and things like that. So certainly not a guarantee any of these guys do make rosters in the end, but it is going to be fun to watch your favorite players try to make an NFL roster here, no matter what school you follow here for the 2022 draft season. 319-366-1600. The text line just closed out on me. I'm not sure what happened there, but we'll look into that. Hopefully, I didn't touch anything. I feel like everything's got a case of the Mondays around here. I don't know. Things are wigging out on me here in the studio. That's never a good thing. But we will try to get the text line back up and working here. Let me click this. This is great radio. Me giving you play-by-play of what's happening here in the studio. Great stuff. Ben's looking at me like I'm crazy. Text line is back. We're good. I don't know what happened there. It logged out. It's a computer feed for those who don't know, probably don't care. I saw a text come across. I was about to click it, and it logged out on me. I didn't touch anything. I was going through my papers in front of me, reading names, and don't know. We'll chalk it up to it being Monday. 319-366-1600. Thanks for the text, Kenneth, talking about the Bears, wishing they had gotten some more help for Justin Fields. Talking about shoring up the defense, keeping some of the pressure off him to win games. Yeah, that's a good point. It was interesting to look at the Bears draft. Let me pull it up here real quick because I do have the team-by-team draft in front of us here, in front of me here, I should say. The Bears, their first couple picks of the draft, of course, they did not have a first-rounder, but the first pick of the draft that they had, number 39 overall, Kyler Gordon, the defensive back from Washington. And then a name, if you're a Big Ten football fan, you probably heard before, Jaquan Brisker, the safety out of Penn State. He was taken by the Bears with the 48th overall pick. First wide receiver taken was Velus Jones, the receiver from Tennessee, the only receiver the Bears took in the draft. Velus Jones, this Tennessee wide receiver at the 71st overall pick. And then the only other skill position player the Bears took was Tristan Ebner, the running back from Baylor in the sixth round. A number of sixth and seventh round picks for Chicago, really trying to fill up the roster with some late day picks, picking offensive linemen, a couple tackles, a couple guards, actually three guards, a safety, and then a punter in the seventh round. Of course, former Bears punter. Now in Green Bay with the enemy, so the Bears taking Trenton Gill from NC State in the seventh round with their last pick of the NFL draft this past weekend. But yeah, interesting to see the method to their madness here, and how many of those guys on day one can step in. Would imagine on the defensive side, I think Brisker might be their best pick. Brisker or Jones, basing it off of my knowledge of those teams. Brisker's a good player. Jaquan Brisker from Penn State. See how things shake out. Your thoughts on the draft. Welcome 319-366-1600. Just like Kenneth's text there. Appreciate that. Looking at the number of quarterbacks taken. I mentioned there were 9 quarterbacks taken with Brock Purdy from Iowa State being the last quarterback taken. And it was kind of, it was interesting to watch because you had Kenny Pickett go number 20 overall. Then you waited 54 picks for the next quarterback to go off the board, and it wasn't the guy that people thought. A lot of people thought Malik Willis was QB2, might have been QB1 in some circles, but it was Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati. Very good player. I think he could do well in Atlanta. He's promised that a Super Bowl already. He said, I'm not leaving until we win a Super Bowl. Get old takes exposed ready, I guess. But Desmond Ridder, number 74 overall. Then 12 picks later, you had Malik Willis go, number 86 overall to Tennessee. And then Matt Corral from Ole Miss going 94th overall to the Carolina Panthers, who clearly see something in him. Now the question is, how are they going to develop Corral? Do they trust Sam Darnold to develop Matt Corral? They're going to bring Cam Newton back to maybe develop Matt Corral. I don't think that's a good option either. We'll see how things play out there for the Panthers. But Matt Corral at 94. Then you had some interesting names come off the board. Sam Howell, by the way. I mean, I like Sam Howell. I didn't think he was... I'm no draft expert. You all know that. I'm barely an expert on doing radio. Thought he'd go a little bit higher. Thought he might have been second, third-round pick. You didn't hear his name until number 144 going to the Washington Commanders. He joins Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke there. Bailey Zappe from Western Kentucky getting picked ahead of Sam Howell, number one. Number two, going to the Patriots. Backup quarterback, camp arm, I don't know, but Bailey Zappe going 137 to the Patriots. You had Sam Howell going to the Commanders. Chris Oladokun from South Dakota State getting a chance from the Steelers, and then Skylar Thompson from Kansas State getting drafted with the Dolphins with the 247th overall pick before Brock Purdy was taken, number 262 overall. Just behind the numbers, 22 running backs taken. Breece Hall, the first one off the board from Iowa State, going 36th overall to the Jets. Michigan State's Kenneth Walker, the third, going 41st to Seattle. You had 28 wide receivers taken, 28 wide receivers taken in the draft, 19 tight ends, 21 offensive tackles, 21 offensive guards, 7 centers. Tyler Linderbaum, the first off the board there. And then on the defense, you had 20 defensive tackles, 24 defensive ends, 29 linebackers, 38 cornerbacks, 18 safeties, one kicker, that was Cade York, went 124th overall to the Browns. And then you had 4 punters. I mentioned Trenton Gill, taken by the Bears at number 255. He had a run on punters almost there, and it was not the punt god from San Diego State, Matt Araiza, going off the board first. It was Jordan Stout from Penn State going to the Ravens at number 130. Jake Kamarta going to the Buccaneers at number 133. So interesting to look behind the numbers. 4 punters, just 1 kicker taken. Cade York, if you follow any NFL draft and follow NFL prospecting, probably the number 1 kicker that a lot of everybody said would probably get drafted in the NFL draft here for 2022. 319-366-1600 at 226. Got to get to a couple other football news and notes here. We'll get to that coming up here in just a bit. Also get into some NBA playoff news and notes. 2 road winners yesterday. A couple more games coming up tonight. We'll get into that, plus some baseball. Before the show is over, thanks for joining Spencer on Sports for a Monday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have clouds for the remainder of the day today and temperatures in the mid-50s. As we head into this evening, winds will pick up and rain starts to move in. Some light showers will be possible after 5 or 6 o'clock, with heavier and steadier rain arriving overnight. Could be some thunderstorms as well. Rain will then continue into early Tuesday morning, winding down during midday. And we'll be left with the clouds, the breeze, and temperatures in the low to mid-50s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
Even if you didn't like Draymond being ejected in game 1 for the Warriors against the Grizzlies, turning it into some egregious yelling point is not correct. I mean, yes, we can differ on whether or not it was a flagrant 1 or a flagrant 2, but we can't differ on whether or not it was a flagrant, and we can't differ on whether or not the officials looked at it. This presumption that the officials should be calling anything differently in the playoffs versus the regular season is absolute brand bias at its finest. At the end of the day, it's already tough enough to be an official. I was at the Nashville SC Stadium opening, and the officials may or may not have done the best job, and the crowd was absolutely destroying them throughout the process. And all I kept thinking is, man, this is why we're struggling to find officials at the youth level that want to do this. Like, at some point, we have to trust officials to do their job. Now, the NBA looks at everything, and maybe they'll turn around and rescind this flagrant too. But I have to wonder at some point if we would be reacting nearly as loudly if it had been, for example, a player on the Grizzlies that had been ejected instead of Draymond. Part of the reason we're yelling is because Draymond is somebody we love to yell about, because people pay attention to it when we do. Did you know the Stanley Cup playoffs are finally underway? It's been a wild season, and I found myself, when I was in Vegas getting ready for the NFL draft, realizing the absolute dogfight that we were in to try and figure out the playoff seeding in the West, and how little many of us have been paying attention to it. This is a big opportunity, because I'm not sure there's anything I enjoy more during the playoff run than playoff hockey, right? Playoff hockey just hits different. This is the NHL's chance to find a way to bring all of us together to pay attention to what has been a riveting and unpredictable season. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Join the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Johnson and Lynn Counties for their NAMI Walk, May 7th at the Terry True Blood Rec Area in Iowa City. Sign up and take the first step to helping better the lives of individuals and families affected by mental illness.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Breaking Benjamin. Live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 8th, and Siegel's Jewelry has a store-wide sale of up to 60% off all new and estate jewelry, including diamond earrings and pendants, diamond remounts, birthstone jewelry, gold chains, Seiko watches, and more. 24-karat gold roses retail $99, now $49. Trade in or sell your unwanted gold for even greater savings. Siegel's Jewelry, one half block south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
You know, if I could create a drumroll sound right now, this is where I would insert it. Coraville, you have been waiting so patiently, and it's finally here. Raising Cane's is officially open, and you'll find them at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. Their crew ready to serve you up some of the best tasting, most craveable chicken finger meals. And you know why they taste so good? Well, that's because their one-of-a-kind crew works hard, has fun, and shows up for each other every single day. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, go check them out. One crew, one love at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue in Coralville. Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
All right, back at 2:31. Spencer on Sports with you for a Monday. Happy May to one and all. 319-366-1600. Talking a little bit more football before we get back, get into basketball for today. A review of what happened to the NBA playoffs yesterday. A look ahead to tonight. Got playoff action on the airwaves for you tonight on all of our frequencies. We'll get that for you coming up here in just a bit. Tell you about that. A couple other quick little bits of trivia from the NFL draft over the weekend. Saw these. Athletic did a great job this weekend. I swear I'm not paid by the Athletic to brag about them, but they did these behind-the-numbers posts and articles for the NFL draft, and really interesting facts. When you look at things from a college perspective, this weekend there were zero players who attended the University of Texas that were taken in this year's draft, just the second time since 1938. They've not had a player selected. The other time was 8 years ago in 2014. Also, how about this? 9 players from the University of Cincinnati. Of course, Sauce Gardner was the highlight player taken in the first round. That's the most Bearcats from the University of Cincinnati taken in a single draft. We're also 15 Georgia Bulldogs taken during the NFL draft this past weekend. That's the most since the draft moved to a 7-round format. Georgia takes the record from that 2020 LSU team. Justin Jefferson, Patrick Queen, all those guys, Joe Burrow, too, that had just a fantastic run in college. And at 2004 Ohio State, both of those schools had 14 players taken in their respective drafts. So 15 Georgia Bulldogs taken in the draft this year. Also, a couple kind of fun trivia facts here. After the Patriots draft this weekend, there are now currently 4 Joneses on their roster. Marcus Jones, the defensive back, a round 3 pick. Jack Jones, round 4 defensive back. Jonathan Jones, the defensive back, and, of course, the quarterback, Mac Jones. So four Joneses on the Patriots roster. Also a pretty cool moment to see the Steelers select Connor Hayward, the brother of Cam Hayward, in the sixth round. Now four sets of brothers on the Steelers roster with Cam and Connor Hayward, TJ and Derek Watt, Trey and Terrell Edmonds, and Carlos and Khalil Davis for Pittsburgh. So interesting fun facts for you for the NFL draft weekend. A couple other news and notes. Speaking of the Bears, we talked a little bit about their draft a few minutes ago. The Bears releasing Nick Foles over the weekend. Team apparently wanting Foles to find a new home rather than continue to search for a trade partner for him. Justin Shulman, the agent for Nick Foles, said that GM Ryan Poles did the classy thing and Nick appreciates being released so he could find a new home. Foles was the starter for a little bit of time in Chicago, played only one game, threw for 250 yards and a touchdown in 2021. In 2020, he started seven games, threw for 1,852 yards and 10 touchdowns. Of course, Justin Fields, the quarterback of the future in Chicago. So Nick Foles allowed to find his new home. Trevor Siemian also brought in this offseason for Chicago. Saints needing defensive back help, by the way. Also expected to sign former Chiefs safety Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, apparently going to be returning home to New Orleans. That was reported earlier today. And a piece of news from the college football world involving the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nebraska football coach Scott Frost receiving a one-year show cause penalty from the NCAA and a five-day suspension from all coaching duties during the upcoming football season as part of the resolution to an investigation that began last year. That announcement coming down from the NCAA on Monday, the Cornhuskers found to be in violation of NCAA rules that limit the number of coaches permitted to work with players during practices and games. Violation involved former special teams analyst Jonathan Rutledge, who worked for the Huskers during the 2020 season and was fired in January 2021. A statement issued by the NCAA said Rutledge, quote, provided technical or tactical instruction to student-athletes during practices and film sessions, end quote, and assisted in tactical decisions during games. His involvement caused Nebraska, according to the NCAA, in 2020 to exceed the limit of permissible coaches. These penalties classified as level two on the three-plane NCAA structure, which they say is a significant breach of conduct that can include a failure to monitor but do not involve lack of institutional control. Under the show cause, the penalties would follow Frost no matter his college of employment for 1 year from the date of enforcement. Nebraska under Frost 15-29 as he enters his fifth season with the Huskers. So a show cause penalty, 1 year show cause penalty, and a 5 day suspension for Scott Frost because of that situation. So latest football news for you here this afternoon. Got some basketball and some baseball to wrap up the show. We'll talk about that coming up here on KGYM.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother lives in leggings, hauls kids around in the SUV, and serves quick, healthy meals on family-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertine & Stalker and choose beautiful colored stone jewelry, spectacular diamond earrings, radiant pearls, or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Every once in a while, something's bound to fall through the cracks. That's why Midwest One Bank created Overdraft Flex. With Flex, you avoid paying overdraft fees when you overdraw your checking by $50 or less. Just another way Midwest One Bank makes life easier. That's Midwest One Bank, and that's Simply better banking. Learn more at MidwestOne.bank/overdraftflex. Consumer checking must be enrolled in overdraft privilege service. Qualifying conditions, restrictions, and standard overdraft collection procedures apply. Member FDIC.
You've got it all planned. Spring cleaning, then off to the landfill and recycling building on Saturday, right? Hang on. You need an appointment if you're coming Saturday. Don't have one? No dice, pal. So plan ahead with a Saturday appointment or bring your stuff to the landfill and recycling building on County Home Road Monday through Friday between 7 and 4. You never need an appointment on weekdays. Simplify spring cleaning. Visit the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency weekdays or make your Saturday appointment early. Details at solidwasteagency.org.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap, and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Alex Rodriguez. You know me from live TV.
And that's Slimer from Ghostbusters. You know him from On Demand.
Thanks to DirecTV Stream, we've been brought together. And there's no annual contract. That was my lunch. DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand. Get your TV together. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Compatible device required. Channels vary by package.
240 Air KGYM. Spencer at Sports back with you. Taking up till 3 o'clock. The gym class in here between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in between 4 and 6. And be sure you're listening today to all of our local programming, but especially the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, because you have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. If you're looking for the perfect Mother's Day gift, look no further than Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. All week long between 4 and 6, Todd and Alex have your shot at a $50 gift card to help pick out the perfect gift at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. More info on our website, kgymradio.com. That's coming up today between 4 and 6. 319-366-1600. Talked a good chunk of NFL news and notes to start the show. Razorback Dale checking in on the text line, per usual, reminding us that some Arkansas players got drafted too. Yes, they did. I don't have the list in front of me. I know Treylon Burks. I'd have to look further at the list, but I will take your word for it, Razorback Dale. I was watching Arkansas baseball, Razorback Dale, on Saturday evening. Arkansas and Ole Miss on the big network, ESPN. I think Arkansas won that game. I watched some guys from Ole Miss playing summer collegiate ball, so it's kind of pulling for Ole Miss just between you and I, the listener. But it was a good baseball game. College baseball is very fun to watch, regardless of who's playing. Talk about some college baseball coming up here in just a bit. Got to get to some basketball news and notes because the playoffs roll on. We are to the conference semifinals. And we had two road winners yesterday. Milwaukee going into Boston, dominating the Celtics 101-89. You had Golden State beating Memphis on the road. Crazy game, great game. To say things first for Golden State and Memphis, crazy finish. Memphis just could not get a rebound. Number of balls going off of players. They couldn't really determine who touched the basketball last. They had to go to jump ball situations. But in the end, Golden State got the win, 117-116. So the Bucks and the Warriors both up one game to none in their respective series. Giannis with a monster game, triple-double for the Bucks in their win over the Celtics, 24-13-12, 24 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. Jrue Holiday had 25. Bobby Portis, speaking of Arkansas, 15-11, 15 points and 11 rebounds. Jason Tatum with 21 in the loss for Boston. Game 2 is coming up tomorrow night in Boston. Then the series will shift to Milwaukee for games 3 and 4. In that Golden State-Memphis game, what a performance from Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., the three J names out there. Jordan Poole, 31, points, 5 of 10 from 3 for Golden State. Steph Curry adding 24, 5 of 12 from 3 in the win for Golden State. Ja Morant with 34 points, 10 assists. Jaren Jackson with 33 points and 10 rebounds. Jaren Jackson Jr., 6 of 9 from 3-point range in the loss for Memphis. So quite the games this weekend. And should be a good series going forward, especially if both teams, both road teams, stealing home court advantage in those series. You got two games tonight. Philly is at Miami, the number one seeded Heat taking on Philly. And big story out of the NBA, aside from Draymond Green's ejection, the flagrant two, which, by the way, was not rescinded by the NBA. I know Jason Fitz talked about that in the sports beat earlier this hour, but it was not rescinded by the NBA. That's the other story in the NBA, but the big story about tonight's playoffs is that Joel Embiid will miss the first two games of the Sixers series with the Heat. The team is hopeful, however, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, that he will be ready for games 3 and 4. Embiid suffered an orbital fracture and a mild concussion in the closeout game Thursday against Toronto. He still has to clear the league's concussion protocol. Wojnarowski's saying he's also going to see a doctor this week to see how much the fracture in his orbital bone has healed. Embiid injured late in Game 6 when Pascal Siakam accidentally elbowed him in the face. Sixers coach Doc Rivers criticized heavily for still having Embiid in the game when the Sixers were up 29, less than 4 minutes left in the game. Doc Rivers defending his decision over the weekend. But Embiid will be out for games 1 and 2. See if the Sixers can steal a game, steal game 1 or steal game 2, and see if he does come back for game 3 or 4. Joel Embiid, big key, MVP contender. See how his absence impacts the Sixers tonight against Miami. Game we have for you tonight, too, should be another good one in Phoenix. Taking on Dallas, Suns, and the Mavs. That's a 9 o'clock start time on TNT. We have coverage on ESPN Radio starting at 8:30 tonight right here on all of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Dallas and Phoenix tonight, Milwaukee and Boston tomorrow as we get further into the NBA week of action. But good games in the NBA playoffs as we roll along here this week. Again, Philly, Miami tonight. That is a 6:30 start. Both games are on TNT television, and the Suns and Mavs game will be on ESPN Radio. 319-366-1600 as we roll along here at 2:47. Plenty more to talk about. Get some baseball, get you a scoreboard update. Look what happened this weekend in the baseball world, and get you the schedule for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Those begin tonight as well. That's coming up here at KGYM.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision?
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us.
That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
All right, back at 249, Spencer at Sports here with you for another few minutes on KGYM, 319-366-1600 for you on a Monday afternoon. Baseball news and notes from the college scene. Another series win for the Iowa baseball team as they took a 2-3 from Nebraska over the weekend in Lincoln. Another gem of a performance from Adam Mazur Friday, tossing a complete game shutout, gave up just two hits and struck out six. As Iowa won the opener 1-0, solo home run from Isaiah Fillard in the fourth. The only offense Iowa needed to get the job done on Friday. Now, Saturday's game was postponed. They had some bad weather out toward Nebraska. So Saturday's game postponed, made up as part of a doubleheader on Sunday. Nebraska got the best of the Hawkeyes in game one Saturday, 12-1. Nebraska jumped out to a 6-0 lead through the first two innings, then tacked on six more in the third. Sam Peterson with a solo home run in that loss for Iowa. But then in extra innings, Iowa took the series with a win, knocking off the Huskers 5-3 in 10 innings, scoring two runs in the top of the 10th. Home runs from Peyton Williams and Keaton Anthony in the win for Iowa. Dylan Nedved got the win in relief in the series finale. Four solid innings out of the bullpen. Hawkeyes 26-14 overall, 10-5 in the Big Ten. They'll host Illinois State coming up for a midweek game this week. Then Purdue comes to Iowa City for a weekend series starting Friday. In fact, the game time for Saturday's game two of that series has been changed. It's been moved up to 11 a.m. Of course, Central Time. And it's actually going to be on Big Boy BTN, regular cable channel for Iowa and Purdue game two of that series. The series starts Friday in Iowa City. College softball action. The Iowa softball team swept by Northwestern in their weekend series over in Evanston, losing 9-5, 4-0, and 9-0. Hawkeyes 19-29 overall, taking on Northern Iowa. The Panthers coming up Wednesday. They'll welcome Purdue to Iowa City this coming weekend. Iowa State softball scored a series win at Baylor this weekend. They lost the series opener on Friday 1-0, won the final two games by identical 6-1 final scores. Cyclones taking on Drake and then hosting Kansas this week. And I mentioned Friday, what an impressive win streak for Northern Iowa softball, the next opponent for the Hawkeye softball team. That win streak for the Panthers now at 16 games. They swept Indiana State in a shortened weekend series up in Cedar Falls. It'll be Iowa and UNI coming up in college softball later on this week. See how that one plays out. From the major leagues, we'll get you a scoreboard update from today, but looking at some of the regional teams, how they fared on Sunday. The Cubs managing one win out of the series against the Brewers. Brewers combining to hit nine home runs in the first two games of the series, but the Cubs able to hold off the Brewers yesterday at 2-0. Patrick Wisdom with a solo home run. Seiya Suzuki with a run-scoring double as Marcus Stroman outdueled Corbin Burns in the game yesterday up in Milwaukee. 2-0 Cubs win. Angels pulling off the White Sox 6-5. Mike Trout going 2-for-2 with a home run and three runs scored. Tim Anderson, three hits in the loss yesterday for the Sox. Cardinals beat Arizona 7-5. It was Minnesota beating Tampa Bay 9-3. Royals losing to Kansas City 6-4. Two solo home runs from Aaron Judge in that contest for the Yanks. What a Sunday night baseball game it was last night, too. Boy, did you catch that one? The Mets and the Phillies, 10-6. Philly getting the win. The Mets beating Philly 10-6. Mets getting a three-run fifth and a three-run seventh. Jeff McNeil and Dom Smith each with four hits. Max Scherzer, nine strikeouts and six innings pitched. He's now 4-0 on the year. Kyle Schwarber, a couple home runs in the loss for Philly. Looking at the scoreboard for today, we mentioned the White Sox and the Angels wrapping up that series in Chicago. Score currently in that contest, heading to the sixth. White Sox leading 2-0 over the Angels. Down in St. Louis, still a 1-0 game heading to the top of the ninth, actually in the top of the ninth. The Cardinals beating the Royals 1-0. Other games on the calendar for today. You've got Arizona taking on Miami. The Twins are in Baltimore. The Yankees taking on Toronto, Atlanta, and the Mets. You've got Seattle and Houston and Tampa Bay and Oakland. Your MLB light schedule for today. Speaking of schedules, Stanley Cup playoffs underway tonight. In the East, you got Boston and Carolina, Tampa and Toronto. In the West, the Minnesota Wild hosting St. Louis, and Los Angeles is at Edmonton. Tuesday, East playoffs, you got Pittsburgh and the Rangers, Washington taking on Florida, and in the West, Nashville and Colorado, Dallas and Calgary. Your playoff series in the National Hockey League. I will be 100% with you folks. I am not a hockey person in the slightest. So this is my time of year where I am a free agent. I can be convinced to cheer for anyone. Anyone. My beloved Winnipeg Jets are not in the playoffs. I say beloved very tongue-in-cheek. So if you have suggestions, who should I pull for in the hockey playoffs? I can be convinced. I can be bribed. 319-366-1600. My sisters, twin sisters, are crazy hockey fans. I am not in the slightest. Maybe I'll ask them first. But your advice, welcome on the Talker text line. 319-366-1600. Or shoot me a message, shoot me a tweet on Twitter. Who should I cheer for in the hockey playoffs? My adopted team. Will I be welcome with open arms? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things play out. We'll report back tomorrow with the scores and the results of who my adopted team can and should be for the Stanley Cup playoffs. That'll wrap it up for today. Back tomorrow, we'll recap NBA playoffs, recap baseball, hockey, more from the world of football, and plenty more of what's trending in the sports world. That's what we do around here on Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. Gym class up next. Plenty more reaction from the weekend, recap of the draft, and more. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. They've got Greg Wyshynski talking hockey coming up at 4:30. And a chance to win from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That's coming up today as well. Don't forget, we got NBA playoff action tonight. Dallas and Phoenix. Coverage starts at 8:30 tonight right here on KGYM. Tip-off just after 9 o'clock. That'll be right here on ESPN Radio. NBA countdown coverage starts at 8:30 tonight. Enjoy the playoffs right here on KGYM. Poll question and podcast, both of those things available at KGYMradio.com. Have a great rest of your Monday. We are back here Tuesday on KGYM.